This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome. Here's the thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. With Guardian Leviosa, nigga. On Gryffindor, duh. We're back in the office after taking 10 days away from America. I'm into Harry Potter now.
Harry Potter.
The boy who lived. Somebody just asked in the Patreon how I got into this. It's very simple. I was doing a... Can I say this?
Yes,
I can.
You
can. I was shooting a pilot for a TV show yet to be found out if we got picked up or not. We were playing a game called Famous Families. Uh-huh. And they showed... I know now this is the Weasleys and the Malfoys.
Ah.
And I didn't recognize... I was just like...
White people.
And they were like, you don't know? Dursleys? I mean, not the Dursleys, the Weasleys and the Malfoys? And I was like, I don't recognize these people.
I think one of the Malfoys was in White Lotus.
The dad was. Lucius.
Mm-hmm.
Lucius Malfoy. So you know me, I tweeted like, is this something I'm missing out on? And the Blast was like, nah, Kev, we onto that. Yep. So I watched it. I'll probably be done with all the movies before the end.
Which one are you on right now?
The Half-Blood Prince is next. I'm actually
okay,
watch that
so you
today.
Got
after that, just Deathly Hallows 1 and 2.
Deathly Hallows 1 and 2.
Let me tell you why.
Man, Heartstrings McGee, you're in Heartstrings McGee Central now.
Let me tell you why it would not help me to go back and try to rewatch them. I've watched, I don't know, think all of them, but some of them. Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter all got intertwined in my head.
Oh, no. What? Hey, those are two completely different eras.
Yeah, but they're it's magical people, and they're white. And they got some people with white hair. Harry got somebody with white hair.
Malfoy's got white hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the elves got white hair over there.
Aragorn. He has white hair.
And then ain't nobody got names that I didn't heard before.
No, they
to
don't.
To keep it together.
Nope, that's not Aragorn. That's you talking about Orlando Bloom's character.
Yeah, or that's
Legolas.
The only time Orlando Bloom has looked fine.
What is he?
Is it Legolas?
Legolas.
When Orlando Bloom was that elf with that bow and arrow, I said, come on, you sexy Cupid little blonde mup.
You know what's funny? There was like a knock on him for a while that he didn't do no movies where they don't have swords. Because he was in like the Lord of the Rings. He didn't have a sword, but people had swords.
Yeah, people.
And then he was in... the Pirates movies.
Because he got that Shakespeare look. That's why they ain't bringing him up into the regular times.
He was in Pirates.
He looked.
Yeah, he was in them. He was in them Pirates. But I ain't seen him in a minute.
No telling. They ain't made no more Shakespeare movie. He got to wait until they make something with no electricity.
He need to go in there with Denzel and your boy.
Oh, Brisha just went and saw that.
Gladiator?
Othello.
Othello. What did she say?
She was like, it was great. Did you go see it?
No, I've been hearing... I've been hearing they are great actors, but it's not a great play. Jeez. And I want to see. I've heard the directing, the action and directing is not on par with their acting ability. Which
I would like
to see that for myself. And it didn't get no Tony nods. That's why I wonder if it
I
has
know
any
they
truth.
Got nothing. She said that though the people who have seen it multiple times that were there at the show that was like they were in the pocket today.
The actors.
Yes, the whole show was in the pocket.
Oh, okay.
So she might have just seen it on a night where it was like it all clicked.
Brisha.
Yes.
And that's the thing about theater. You can it can get better.
Yeah,
you
it know, can get worse, it can get better.
It can get
you
worse, it can be
it's always different. Every night.
Yeah. I got totally sidetracked.
You can do it.
The book.
Church announcements. Church announcements. I have a new book coming out. Called Successful Failure. Please.
Yes.
Pre-order this. I told the Patreon this last night. The first week of pre-orders lets the publisher know your power. So if you guys could pre-order, if you're interested in it, it's called Successful Failure. It's my life story, comedic memoir. When Melissa and I first did the book, did Marriage Be Hard, it was between this book or Marriage Be Hard. But I felt like, we felt like Marriage Be Hard was probably a better look because the Love Hour was still popping.
Yeah.
And I think it still was the right choice. But it's my life told through the lens of a whole bunch of L's that I've taken. And I, like any good book writer, have left stories that were too hot for TV or pod.
A New York Times best-selling author.
Yeah. Yes. But there's some juice in there that has never been told outside of my friend
group. Juicy stuff. I pre-ordered 5 from Barnes & Noble today.
From where?
Barnes & Noble.
Oh, Barnes & Noble.
Because they let you choose where you're going to get it from. And I like the Barnes & the Noble.
Oh, yeah. So, which store?
Yeah, no, they choose. They tell you which, like, they're like, you want to pre-order from Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Target. No,
I thought you meant which Barnes & Noble store.
Oh, no.
I want the one on 79th and Main from Wichita, Kansas.
I want Steve to hand them to me.
So, yeah, please. It's like $28 or something like that. Pre-order that for your boy if you want to see me successful. I would love to make the New York Times best-selling list again. That is my goal. But if I don't, I've done it once, but also I want to do it again.
You'll do it again.
I hope so.
You will.
So please, it's also coming out on audio. I'm going to be doing the audiobook as well.
Ooh. For whatever reason,
I haven't started yet. The audiobook doesn't take that much time. It usually takes like a day, and it's usually done like 2 months before it comes out. And I think this book is September 29th, so I imagine sometime over the summer I'll do it.
I want you to do it in the voice of when you've just been crying and your voice doesn't come down. Hey! Where are you watching? Terrible mistakes. What is it called? Terrible successes. Losing what? Failures. Successful failures.
Terrible.
Successful failures.
Yo, listen, real quick, while you're talking about different voices, I did a shout out to Expect Foolishness, KG and Travis J, Demandum Abroad. They told me that my British accent is the equivalent to a white woman dancing hip hop all hard. Check out my episode of Expect Foolishness. They gave me some.
What is the name of the show?
Expect Foolishness. You know I got a list.
Expect Foolishness.
Expect Foolishness.
Okay, got it.
Uh-huh. Oh, that tongue was just flipping and flopping all in there.
Expect Foolishness just went live like a couple hours ago today as we record this. But they gave me some good advice on how to patten up my British accent. They said I'm doing the most.
Really?
Everything is too much.
Really?
What you're saying?
I don't think they know what
they're talking about. No, they know. They're demanding. And they were like, yo, just take it low key like you don't even care. Like, what are you saying, Angel? What are you saying? That's perfect. Like, you can't even hear me.
Expressions help?
Yeah, everything is like disrespectful. Like, patting up, Josh.
I'm going to tell you what. Obviously. T-suck? I ain't never heard nothing more British, Londonish from you ever.
Pangal.
Sound like you getting baked beans out your teeth from the morning. I love it.
Hey, pardon up, bro. Anyway, loud that, brethren.
It's so funny that you think doing less means to talk quieter.
No, that's what he said. He said like lower your did. No. He said lower your voice to where you can't hear. Like obviously.
Well, I got to turn your mic up because we can't hear it all.
Nah. Loud that, brethren.
They don't all be talking quiet. Stop. See, they don't know what they're talking about. They be talking loud, too.
They be so loud. Are you joking?
Yeah, exactly.
You moving my. You taking the piss, yeah?
Are you starting the R&B song?
This is just roadman slang, though.
I'm a roadman, nigga.
No, we're not.
I'm a roadman.
You got Gryffindor on your head right now.
Roadman can like Harry Potter.
Barry Potter.
Roadman can like fantastical novels. Real niggas like fantasy. Real niggas love Dragon Ball Z. Real niggas love Harry Potter. It ain't mutually exclusive. Real niggas can say Wingardium Leviosa, cuz dead homies, nigga. Expecto Patronum.
Exactly. That really gets the people scared.
I love how you're turning the wand on like it's adding effect with the light.
It's also trying to find the button in the mo. Oh, yeah, turn the light off.
Hold on. Oh, yes.
Yeah, nigga, Expecto Patronum, Cass.
Hold on, yeah. Now do it.
Never!
Oh.
Harry.
Harry Potter.
The boy who lived. Yeah, nigga. Real niggas love Harry Potter, cuz.
Good.
Anyway, I doubt my accent is good, but it's better. It's got
to
be better.
I thought it was. I thought you were closer before. My church announcement is that I will be hosting Soul Feast in Lexington, Kentucky, in honor of Juneteenth on June 21st. I think the event is free, so come on out.
Also, Avada Kedavra. That's how you kill niggas in Harry Potter. That's a forbidden curse.
Chill, man.
But if a nigga gotta go Avada Kedavra, then a nigga gotta go Avada Kedavra, because it could be whatever, nigga.
Well, once you cross over with those, curses.
Nigga, that's what it's gonna have to be. That's what they did to my boy Sirius Black, nigga. Your girl Helena Bonham Carter killed my nigga Sirius Black.
Oh, spoilers, why Helena man. Bonham spoilers.
Carter? That movie 20 years old. Why Helena Bonham Carter don't never play regular people?
Who the hell are you talking about?
Helena Bonham Carter, blood.
Who?
Helena Bonham Carter.
Don't
look her up.
Don't keep saying her damn name. What movie?
I don't know. Crazy what movie?
Helena.
She be crazy. Bonham Carter.
If you think I'm going to spell that right. Bonham Carter.
Helena Bonham Carter. That's Tim Burton's wife?
No, it's not.
She is from she married to Tim Burton.
In real life?
She married to Burton.
Are you joking?
She's married to him.
That makes so much sense.
That's why she be in all the stuff.
She is like the human personification of Tim Burton's mind.
And she be in his movies.
Yeah, she's great.
But who she kill?
She killed Sirius Black.
Who is Sirius Black? What are you talking about?
He is Harry Potter's godfather. He was a prisoner of Azkaban. He was wrongly framed.
His name was Sirius Black?
Yes, Sirius Black. He was framed by Peter Pettigrew. Harry thought he was trying to kill him. Meanwhile, he's his godfather.
Mental.
It's mental, bro. But, you're moving mud. See, I'm doing the white girl thing.
But did Gollum come in there?
Gollum ain't in there. Dobby is closest to Gollum. He's like a little house elf. But he got free because Harry gave him the sock from Lucius Malfoy.
Oh, God. And then I'm like, Cookie, who is we talking about?
Anyway, we missed a good amount of stuff last week. So let's talk about a couple things from last week that we would have covered on the main or the bonus. And then we'll go to this week's topic. First, Angel Sports Talk. Shedeur Sanders slid to the fifth round of the NFL draft. Why do you think that happened?
He didn't slide. He was pushed. He was pushed down the steps. Down to 177, slid sounds like you did something, like there was water on the floor. That was not what happened.
That was a collusion.
Yes. Didn't somebody prank call him?
Yes.
You heard about that? That's
yes.
crazy.
The child from
lineman
the
coach?
Yeah, I think it was the defensive coordinator.
Coordinator.
From the Falcons, yeah. Jax Ulbrich, or maybe the son is Jax Ulbrich, but I know the son.
He got in trouble, though. That's
yeah,
nice
he
word.
Got
Can
you fired imagine? Like 300,000.
No, 100,000. The Falcons got fined 250, so total 350.
Yeah, something around that.
Can you imagine if your kid messed your real life job up?
Beat the out of. Are you talking about
and
the
cost you 100 bands?
They would know that I was mad because the next viral video would be me whooping them with a belt.
What'd you say?
Where does that money go?
I know.
NFL.
Exactly.
I mean, just to Roger Goodell, bonuses.
I actually don't know. Maybe it goes to the Players Association. Maybe it goes right into the NFL bank account. NFL checking. Right. Bank of America.
Give us that money back that we paid you.
It goes to their primary checking account at Bank of America. I actually don't know.
I've always wondered that.
Anybody in the NFL, let us know what happened.
I'm in the NFL.
I agree, Angel. I think it was a combination of a few things. One, Shedeur wasn't a guaranteed like number one pick. He was projected to be a lottery pick. Here's why I don't know. Actually, I don't even know if I can say that because they be drafting quarterbacks in the first round I've never heard of, never seen from smaller schools than Shedeur. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen, who's I think he just won the MVP the last year. He went to like Wyoming. So he didn't play nearly the caliber that most players make, but he developed into a amazing quarterback. Tom Brady, seventh round, I believe. Mm-hmm. Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, which is the last person picked in a draft. He's about to get paid. And then you have number one picks like Peyton Manning, who go on to be Hall of Fame careers. What I'm saying is quarterback evaluation. Joy Taylor said this. Quarterback evaluation is all over the place. I didn't see Shedeur going really past the second round at most.
Yeah.
Maybe the third. My thing is, I saw the quarterbacks who were drafted before him play. You can't convince me that some of them should have been drafted before him.
Yeah. Like, I think that's what people are mad about.
Dylan Gabriel, yeah. Tyler, like, I don't know how y'all can't.
Tom Fincer. I was like, how's he going before Shadur?
But then I've people never like heard of Quinn him. Ewers, I yeah, thought Quinn. Would go higher. And Quinn Ewers went, this, I think, like the seventh round, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. And then Bobby, I said, what's he doing?
Bobby, you in know
the,
Bobby.
Yeah, in the second round, Bobby, you know you should be down there in the 200s.
I think it's a combination thing. I believe the thing about being drafted in the first round, there's an expectation if you get drafted in the first round, if something goes wrong and you're not playing, you are going to be playing.
Yeah.
Right? So that's there. There's whispers about, they're not even whispers. Well, there was whispers about if you're not playing well, are they going to try and hit Deion up? Deion was very vocal about saying who his son was not going to play for. I think the Browns is one of the teams that he named. So I think they could point to, like, we don't want the circus, which is what they always say, but
they do good want the circus.
If you're good enough, the circus don't matter.
You know why they actually want the circus? They're lying. The circus gets them views. The circuits get tickets bought. Yeah. All of that. So that's a lie.
It's a lie from the pit of hell. I wouldn't be surprised if the NFL coaches, owners, general managers were like, we're going to show you something, boy. Mm-hmm. And also, one, I don't remember what the analyst that said this was, but he was like, it's rare that an NFL black talent is privileged and from a Hall of Fame level player. I can't think of like NFL players, kids getting in the NFL.
Yeah.
But nobody as big, as famous, and as braggadocious as Deion Sanders. I can't remember their son.
I'm like, what black player would be a Deion? Like, he is so him that there is, I can't even think of an NFL player that is on his level of, like, I am the star. I am the man. I am him.
And then also backed it up.
100%.
With his
personality. And he's the most birthed children to also feel that way as well.
Yes. Yeah. I can't think of anybody.
He's one of one.
He's one of few in the professional leagues. But in the NFL, he stands alone as, like, Deion Sanders, baby, prime time. Play for the Braves and the Falcons in the same season.
And then went and did the Braves. Yeah. Click.
That's exactly
right. He said, wah, wah.
You play baseball with a sword in your hand. Yeah,
because that's how strong he was. He didn't need both hands. He said, I just knock that shit right on where it needs to go. And sometimes you need to knock your money where it needs to go. When it comes to spending, sometimes it's out of sight, out of mind. The daily coffee habit, those streaming subscriptions, they add up fast without you even noticing. Rocket Money helps you spot those patterns so you can do something about them and keep more money in your pocket. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. See all of your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going. For ones you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them. Rocket Money's dashboard gives you a clear view of your expenses across all your accounts. Easily create a personalized budget with custom categories to keep your spending on track. See your monthly spending trends in each category to know exactly where your money is going. Get alerts if bills increase in price, there's unusual spending activity, or if you're close to going over budget, they're going to let you know. The new goals feature automatically saves your money so you don't have to think about it. Help pay off bills, put away money for a house, just build your savings. Rocket Money makes it easier. The Fredericks have they were actually, I'm going to tell the truth, they were a little bit mad at Rocket Buddy because Rocket Buddy really told them the truth. And they said,
now, in our business. I was embarrassed by how much money they found.
They were like,
I had two Netflix subscriptions.
This is what you need to do. All right. You need to get yourself some Rocket Money. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million. Dollars and canceled subscriptions. Yeah, saving members up to $740 a year when they use all the app premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/SK today. That's rocketmoney.com/SK.
SK.
Rocketmoney.com/SK.
SK. Any more thoughts on Shadur?
You know what? I can't wait to see his career flourish. And I feel like, at least in front of the cameras, he handled it very well. And
I agree.
That is a true testament to a star being born. What did you just break? Okay.
Candle.
I agree. Luckily for the NFL players, where you're drafted is not nearly as important as where you finish and how you perform.
Yeah.
And he's in a place where I think he has a chance. They don't have a franchise quarterback there that is like, this is our guy. Or it's 200. Right. You know what I'm saying? I think it's him. Well, Deshaun Watson is there, but I stand on what I said. He did allegations, and he tore his Achilles, I believe, twice. So
you need to get in there, Kevin. What are we waiting for? Why are you letting Shador take your spot? Listen, Kevin can throw that football and catch it too. I've seen him do it, and he's good at it.
I honestly don't think I could last 2 minutes at an NFL practice. And I'm talking about when they're doing the, like, stretching.
I think walk you could. Stuff. I think you need to give yourself more credit.
Angel, things click.
That's okay.
When I move from, also, I noticed this the last couple of weeks. I said, when I'm sitting down and stuff, I'm making more noise than I.
Oh, yeah.
I be like.
No, it's all just loud. It's all. And if I sit anywhere for longer than 5 minutes, my body thinks that's where it's supposed to die. Like, that's where that is the last position I'll ever be in. So the pain in which I am trying to get my body back to mobile. I wish there was some way to get past that part, but there's no way.
And I'd be getting up. I'd be.
It takes a lot.
I didn't make those sounds when I was young.
That's why football would be good for you right now. It'll get your body back warm, not clicking as much. Oh.
This beanie make me hot now. It's a cool skeleton.
That looks neat. On the
little skeleton
on
from
the Cinco de Mayo.
Mexico City.
No, that's not Cinco de Mayo.
All right. 100 gorillas versus one nigga. Nope, the other way. 100 niggas versus one gorilla.
About to say, the nigga ain't making it out.
That topic lasted a lot longer online than I thought it was going to.
Really?
I saw that tweet when it first went out, and I was like, oh, that's funny. That thing had some staying power.
Yeah.
So I never got your thoughts, Angel.
Because men's audacity has more staying power than anything. When everything is gone, when this earth blows up, you know, because of some nuclear war, there will be nothing left but roaches and then the spirit of a man's audacity roaming the earth. It will never go anywhere. The fact that people think, any person thinks they can beat an animal that does not have a reason not to defend itself.
Yeah.
Like, we come up with excuses. Mm-hmm. Let me let him live because my conscience can't take it. Yeah. These animals are like, kill or be killed. There is nothing stopping an animal.
This is what we do.
Yes, a wild animal is like, if you pose a threat to me, you're going to have to put me down.
Yes.
Because I'm going to put you down.
And animals be dying. Mm-hmm. They are used to.
Every day.
I was watching Chimp Empire. Them monkeys, they on Netflix, they was killing each other. I didn't even know monkeys ate meat until I watched that. I thought, you know, it was like bananas and leafy greens and stuff. They will kill you for territory and eat the monkey meat.
There is no, like, it's, you got it, bro. You got it.
No. You got to die now.
You're going to die. That's what I'm saying. Their association with death is not ours.
Yeah.
They have no problem. Mm-mm. It's just gonna be me and you on site and you dead. I don't understand how y'all watch Gladiator before. They never had 100 animals in there. They would have one
tiger on a chain.
On a chain.
Yeah.
Against 8 men. And the only reason why one man might win is because while the tiger was eating the other one, he had a spear to be able to shove it in his head.
Or a shotgun.
Yes, exactly.
I was there was a primate specialist, and he said the only chance men would have against a gorilla is if it was a coordinated attack, and they basically suffocated the gorilla, and they all did at once. He said, but the reason I don't think that will work is because you're not ready for how them first people gonna die. Right. And that's gonna kill the coordination.
Oh yeah.
When a gorilla pulls the nigga mouth out, when a nigga you see Godzilla open that nigga mouth and pull his head out, and now you're number seven.
Yeah.
I don't want my mouth out. I don't want my mouth open.
You think you could substitute, like, hey, can I go back from 7 to 14 just to kind like of see how it plays
slide out? Me like Shador. Slide me to
punch me down.
Because that's on your mental, you know, health.
We're not used to that type of
when
stuff.
When the gorilla pulls a nigga's arms out and then does them like nunchucks. And you next?
Yeah.
We not working, you know, especially like, Americans. We don't work together.
Oh, absolutely.
We not going in.
And we've got heart disease. So we going to die of a heart attack before we even get a chance to fight. What are you talking about?
I'm going to go in there with a knee clicking. My shoulder going to go out of socket out of sheer defiance.
And he's going to hear you before you come. Y'all hiding behind the bushes. All right. And then the gorilla's got you.
Kev's gonna be.
Kev's
gonna be tiptoeing. He's gonna just be.
He's gonna breathe so hard. I breathe hard. When we get up to fight, I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
And the gorilla's gonna be like, get the one with the lips. Tickler.
There's no way. We don't have that type of mental fortitude at all. Niggas run when there is any type of commotion. So how are we going
on? What if it was like 100 men who's like the gorilla had their family behind them? It's like, you got to kill me or your family going to
go. The family is dying along with the dad. So they'll all meet on the other side, like Stack and Annie. Okay. They're all going to meet on the other side.
I'm going to be like, Zay, Joe, ah!
You ain't even get that chance. You did.
I will always love you. I would try. Well, that nigga going to rip he going to rip my mouth open.
I'm not going
to
try.
You wouldn't try?
Nope.
To get Amar?
Everybody dead.
Amar going to be like, mama.
Dead.
He don't talk like that.
No.
He going to have his iPad, and it's going to be a picture he just drew of you, and you don't even know he drew that good.
And I'm going to be like, oh, well, we're dead. We somehow ended up with a gorilla. Pray God takes you before it do. The best thing we can do is pray for the rapture. That'd be me. Take me up, God. Come on.
Take me to the king.
Fold my clothes like they did in the movie. Did you remember that rapture movie? Behind. Yeah, and the clothes were folded. It wasn't Left Behind. Left Behind, the clothes were in a pile. It was the one with Kirk Cameron.
I thought that was Left Behind.
No, Left Behind was the scary one.
Cameron, rapture movie. That movie is called Left Behind.
It is? Mm-hmm. Then what's the scary series? There's one that was made that looked like it's from the damn near the 70s. I thought that one was Left Behind.
The 70s?
Okay, maybe they're both. Okay, so I guess they're both Left Behind.
The Stand?
Mm. Oh, no, they said it's also Left Behind because there's a bunch of Left Behinds.
Okay. The Left Behind is 4.4 on IMDb, 16% Rotten Tomatoes. Y'all don't believe it?
They said we ain't
y'all
seen
ready
it.
The Lord's Return movie? Low?
That's what I'm telling you. If I'm in with a gorilla, it's God, you're the only one that's going to get me up out of here. You did it for Daniel in the lion's den. Do it for
that's
me.
That's what I would pray. And then the gorilla would be like, oh, dang, you know the
he
Lord.
He give his life to Christ. He'd be like,
Is that the song?
Because, wait a minute, what noise do monkeys make?
That's monkey prayer. Get with your own monkey. Come on. Right where you are. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, that's Jesus. Yeah. That's it, right there.
That's it.
Come on,
speaking.
Asante sana, squash banana. Asante sana.
He's gonna change his name from Saul to Paul, man.
Yeah, speaking Caesar.
Yeah.
You know, Caesar talk English. He said no.
I know he did. Caesar did.
Snap's making me hot now.
Kevin.
See, that's why I can't ride the gorilla.
You'd be like, it's so hot out here. Anybody have some water? Dead.
All right. Moving on.
Kevin, you shook my belly fat. I want you to understand what just happened. Kevin did the prayer shake, Angel. And my belly fat said, it was just jiggling in there. Just thought I would let you know what happened.
Oh, my God. All right. How far are we from the next ad?
Like 5 minutes.
5 minutes? All right. Let's get into this. This white woman.
Oh.
Shiloh Hendricks. Now, Shiloh. This is a, I didn't know this. I thought they were talking about Shiloh Sanders at first. I was so confused.
Is that Shador's brother?
That's Shador's brother.
Yeah.
He didn't get drafted, I believe. I mean, I knew his last name was Hendricks. Yeah, he signed with the Bucks.
Yeah.
I saw this training, but I didn't know that was her name. But if you don't know, this white woman was on video. Was she in Minneapolis? Was it?
Yep. Minneapolis? Okay. Well, she's in Minnesota. I don't know if Minnesota, it's Minneapolis.
Some man who I didn't see his face in the video was recording her. And I don't think this happened on video, unless it happened on video I didn't see. She called a black kid who's like 5 years old, I guess.
The slur. But she said the slurs on the video too.
Yeah, she did. And apparently she accused him of taking something out of her diaper bag or taking something from her 18-month-old. And the reason this is a big story is because shortly thereafter, $600,000 was raised for her on a platform called Give, Send, Go, which, interestingly enough, when I was reading the article, that is a Christian money-raising platform.
Oh, then it clocks.
Interesting.
Doesn't that make sense?
Praise God.
Yes, because let me tell you, Christianity is dripping, drenched in white supremacy. So that makes sense.
Oh, it's right on their front page. She's currently at 706. 706,760. Her goal is $1 million. It says, "Help me protect my family." People are still donating. $25 1 minute ago, $50, $100. So she probably gonna crack a million.
Oh yeah, she gonna get it.
So for just saying the word that white women, white people created, I saw some of the comments and the white people were like, "We're sick of having to hold our tongue, having to hold our tongues. We're sick of saying these things. Go. You should be able to say these things." And I was like, this is crazy.
It is full blown, just insanity is what it is. I watched the video and I was just like, when you want to be the gorilla they think you are, you don't get to have 100 men, just you and
just,
I.
Just you, just that girl. Remember that girl on the street corner when they was arguing about pro-life, and then she was bing, 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 bop, boom, bop, bam.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wish someone. I want you to have to have part of the reason you have to raise funds is for medical expenses.
I know, and it's a shame that that's where my mind goes. I mean, it's a shame, but also I don't know where else my mind is supposed to go.
Yeah,
because I was just like, if that could happen right in front of her child, so her child would have a reason to also want to call black people that when it grows up as
yes.
well. Just
that's y'all word though.
Yeah, you have it.
White people created that word, and now they can't say it. And now racism, prejudice, I've never seen it be so lucrative so quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she definitely. No. I mean, listen, we're in debt, but that's why we became the country we are. Racism is very lucrative.
Yeah, but that took time. We built it up over some years.
Yeah, but $1 million in today's world, now if she gets a couple of more M's, then I'll be like, okay, she's on a roll. But yeah, racism is, it's a trending type of topic. You want to go viral, be racist.
It's going to work every time.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it never seems to be as impactful, lucrative, on any other culture than black people.
I know.
It never seems to happen. The slurs don't fly out as frequently to other people. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what more do you want from me? We built the country for free.
They either want us like with Shador, they want us to be so humble that it they suck the life out of us because they would like us to be dead, but they need us. They do. They need us,
they would like to entertain us to be dead.
Them, to entertain them and do work, but they want us to be life like lifeless.
Yeah.
In our own pursuits. But she knew nothing was going to happen to her, and that's the crazy part. She said it knowing damn well.
Nothing was going on. I think she probably saw that Gibson go hit that 100,000 and was like, because at the end of the day, white women fragility and white tears, that's you. She's playing both sides. Mm-hmm. Protect what? Oh, the dainty little white woman. She's received, like, white women been playing that card since the beginning of time.
Absolutely.
So she got that. She's playing both sides and she finna run up a ticket.
Yeah. Yeah.
White tears?
She's definitely winning with her own evil, and I hope that evil eats her alive. Just like I eat Factor Meals. Make this the best season yet with nutrition. Two-minute meals from Factor. Eating well has never been this easy. Just heat up and enjoy, giving you more time to do what you want. Get outside instead of prepping and cooking indoors. Factor meals arrive fresh and ready to eat, perfect for any active lifestyle. With 45 menu options, you can pick gourmet meals that fit your goals. Choose from Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and more. Factor powers your day with satisfying breakfasts, on-the-go lunches, premium dinners, and guilt-free snacks and desserts. It's easy to savor more this summer. Factor meals pack in the flavor with none of the fuss. Let me tell you, them shrimp meals be my jam. You understand? I'm telling you, they know how to do the seafood. Because you would wonder, like, is seafood going to warm up the way you want it to? Is it going to taste good? Let me tell you, the way we be tearing them meals up, because I'll be busy and I don't be wanting to cook. In fact, I'll be like, here you go, boo. Just warm this up for 2 minutes and go in and eat. So get started at factormeals.com/SK50OFF.
SK50OFF.
And use code SK50OFF.
SK50OFF.
To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That's code SK50OFF.
SK50OFF.
At factormeals.com/SK50OFF.
SK50OFF.
For 50% off plus free shipping. Thank you, Factor, for sponsoring today's podcast.
You.
She's a jackass.
And you know what's interesting? I agree with you. I be thinking in my 42 years of living, as I've been alive.
Well, I can't even believe it, Kevin. I remember when you were 12. And now look at you, you're 42. Go ahead.
I be thinking I seen it all, but I ain't seen it all. But I seen so much of stuff that nothing really surprises me. And racist people going up for racist people, they don't come together. It wasn't the Ku Klux Klan. Mm-hmm. It was the Ku Klux Klan. Mm-hmm. There was plenty of them.
Oh, yeah. It was yeah.
He wasn't by himself.
That's how she knew that was going to happen. She knows the people. She knows.
What?
She's like.
She would have gave that to whoever. If somebody else did that, she would have gave her 25.
100%.
Somebody gave $10,000, one anonymous donor.
Mm-hmm. And I wish there was a way for them to turn the lights on.
Oh, man. That would be great. Most of these are it's anonymous. Shiloh Nationalism, which is probably a fake name. Maria Anonymous, Dave.
Yeah, I wish.
But you can't click on no profiles.
I know.
I wish they came public like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Madison.
Thing. I want them to turn the lights on.
Turn the lights on in here. Now y'all feel good. Put your name, put your social up in there.
I want to see the Bill 2 section.
Right.
Bill 2, Amy Johnson, and then the billing address. I want them all. Come on and show yourself. Don't be scared.
No, don't be scared.
Y'all got each other, apparently.
Ain't nothing going to happen to y'all.
Yeah, do not be scared. That's the thing. I truly wish racist people weren't so scared. In one way, they're not scared because they will do whatever the hell they want, knowing there's no consequence. But I'm like, don't hide yourself then. Mm-mm. Then I know not to be near you. Then I know not to F with you. Don't hide.
Don't hide.
I swear it. I am racist. And I'll be like, I do not want to be near you.
Quick aside, and just remind me of this. We'll be talking about sinners on the bonus because Josh and Angel have now seen it. you just remind me of the Indian people in that movie, mm-hmm. how they came. So I don't want to go into it in depth
because
I want to talk about it. So that'll be the bonus. We'll figure that out later. All right, moving on. The Met Gala. Did you look?
I did.
What were your thoughts?
First of all, shout out to my very, very good friend from childhood, Dallas the Stylist. We went to church together.
You got to go?
No, he just reviews. He reviews the Met Gala every year. It's his best videos. It's so good. His commentary is great. Obviously, I feel like the women really showed up and showed out. Tiana Taylor in that crimson, deep crimson velvet pimp outfit.
Yeah.
Angela Bassett with the what y'all call it? Scully toboggan. We call it the toboggan hat. So delicious. There was somebody else.
Janelle Monáe, she killed.
Janelle Monáe, especially once she removed the coat and saw the exact same outfit underneath. I said, please give me more.
I think that was Tom Brown, which I love him. His clothes, they don't fit my body well. I had to live with that. You know, so much of bad dressing is not knowing how clothes fit your body.
Yeah.
Crop top don't go good on me. It don't go good on me.
I think it do.
No.
It's nice to see that.
It adds texture.
Yeah. I think I have a long torso, so crop tops look weird.
Mm. I think you're confused on what good looks like. And I'm telling you, when that little lower belly is out, it's like fashion. That's what I see, fashion.
I'd be so confused on the Met Gala because people be like, make it camp, which is, I made a video about that. I didn't quite understand what camp meant, but basically somebody was like extra, being extra on purpose. But then Andre 3000 puts a piano on his back and he went too far. So it's like, what's extra? Because that's the Met Gala is the only thing I ever see where if you are like muted, they will be like, you ain't
doing it.
But the line to mute it to, you know what I'm saying?
Well, because fashion, I think out of every single, and I'll consider fashion an art form.
Yeah.
Out of every single art form is so subjective. That like more than singing. Yeah, you can like different flavors of a person's voice, but you can hear if someone is off key. Like
that's,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Same thing like with acting, if they sound like they are barely able to read and the character should be able to read, you know that they're not acting well. With fashion, there's so much to do with a person's personal way of expression that it's hard to, in my opinion, to draw a strong line in the sand of this is right and this is wrong. And I think people just like to give a right and wrong to be pretentious.
Yes.
Some other people that I liked, though, I did like Rihanna's pregnant look.
That's that third baby then.
Mm-hmm.
And this is news.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she said debuted.
Okay.
It's
crazy because she be dropping, I guess she took the Fenty pictures before.
Yeah.
She could have taken those 8 months ago.
She could have. I don't know. I don't see Rihanna often. I've never, actually never seen
I'm
her.
I'm always at her house. She doesn't know I'm there.
She sees you.
Mm-hmm. She love you. I thought Lewis Hamilton looked great. Who else? Oh, I thought, what's LeBron's wife's name?
Savannah
looked gorgeous. Who else? There were a couple of people who I was just like, hey, man. Everybody, I know a couple people said Zendaya. I liked her outfit, but it wasn't one of the ones that just like stood out.
Oh, there was quite a hullabaloo because another woman
had it on.
Yeah, she wore a white suit similar.
Oh, we'll see.
And then somebody was like, oh, Law dressed them the same, or Law let Zendaya be dressed the same. And then somebody was like, if y'all think these are the same and all you see is two white suits, you don't know about fashion. And I was like, okay. Oh my God.
Exactly.
I just told y'all I don't know about. That's what I've been saying. That
I said it.
That's why I'd be quiet, because I just learned what camp mean. I know camp was one of the themes a year or two ago,
but they
always be like theme, make it camp, or I don't know, Angel.
And half the time I'd be like, is that what the theme was? I'm like,
and how everybody knows so much about the Met. I feel like I went a large amount of my life not ever hearing about this. And then like,
well, because niggas started showing up. They start inviting niggas. That's why you know about it now.
That's probably what it is.
That's exactly what the fits
are getting off too.
Yeah, because I don't remember that being a thing. Maybe
because they were not inviting us, Kevin, or the people that we enjoy.
Like the fashion versions of us, but not like regular people of us.
They weren't inviting any of us.
Virgil Abloh didn't get to go?
There was very few and far between. It was like, okay. Poop, poop, poop. Usher's wife ate down. I'm trying to remember all the people that I thought looked amazing. But the interpretation of the theme was was just very interesting. Also, the nigga who sold drugs on the TV show that's from
Damson Idris.
He looked great, but he just looks great.
He had a motorcycle helmet on.
He had on a whole motorcycle suit at first, like a racing suit, and then he ripped it off of him.
That was cool. I think he's about to be in a motor in a not
yeah,
motorcycle.
F1 movie. He was in it wasn't a motorcycle helmet.
It was a racing
F1 helmet.
Yeah, in a racing jumper.
IndyCar. I thought that was Daft Punk. At first.
Damn, I love that.
Until he took the helmet off.
I love that.
I don't be seeing people with helmets on that ain't Daft Punk. You better walk around like Daft Punk.
Now, did you see Halle Berry? Her coochie was out. Mm-hmm. Oh, you did see it. Okay.
It came across my timeline.
I said, oh.
How you have the...
The gumption, the courage.
Because what if it goes to the side and you see
line? Definitely going to the side with me. I don't know how people have these polite coochies. They got these very well-mannered... vaginas. Mine has not went to etiquette school. You hear me?
How do you move?
I don't know. I'm saying that right now. I don't know what they're doing, what training class I missed, what they said in health class that they did not tell me. Because the snafus and the snatches that would have been on that carpet. I said, she got the entire sideline.
The side is there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe it's mesh. Maybe it's shapewear.
Sheer.
I think that was her.
Yeah.
Area.
Yeah.
That was Holly's berry.
I wonder if they
that was the Catwoman
down the lips. Because I was really like,
probably had some clips on it. Yeah. Y'all hush up and close them up. Uh-huh. You going to be, but there's not a lot of room from the dress.
I know. I don't know.
Maybe there's some electrical tape. They tape back and under up to the butt.
That's what I'm saying. They had to put a little tape to hold them together because I don't understand. When I saw that woman on that carpet, I said, first of all, you a bad woman because Halle Berry is on her way to 60.
She is. She's North 55, ain't it?
Yeah, she north of 55. Me and Hallie ain't that close in age.
You, what would you guess right now? She 58.
That's she 59 over there this year. On her way to 60 and able to have her puss out like that on the carpet.
To the world!
To the world! Ain't no way.
Clips on the lips!
You could add a zipper to my stuff and it's still going to unzip and act a fool.
Have to take it off and put it in the backpack.
Right. I ain't going to be able to wear this one on the carpet. I'm going to have to leave my coochie in the Sprinter. Y'all, I'll put it back on when I come back out. Ain't no way.
But I wonder how you bring that dress. Like, if that's me, and they were like, all right, Kev, this is your suit, but the balls is going to be out of here. I'm going to be like, what? No. I don't want people to see the balls.
Just the skin.
But just the hair. They're like, okay, well, the ball's going to be tucked into this thing, but you're just going to see the brown. But like, that's my balls. I don't want people to look at them.
No, but they want to see the line going to war.
They want to
see the V, Kev.
It's a U, first of all. The V is for fit people. For the rest of us, it's
not
capital
this V.
But my V, it is still...
Oh, you got fat pocketbook. Oh, you got that good cushy pillow right there. Okay, I got you what you're saying. Oh, I understand you now.
Saying, I don't have... Them lines ain't sharp.
Oh.
They got to go... There's some construction on the road.
The fact that hers are just lines. The cavernous valley... The hotness, the deepness that in which the line goes, I could put quarters there and they would be there the whole night. They would stay right there in them indentations.
Oh my God. I was just thinking about balls. Your balls, they be hanging low because my balls 42 years old.
Uh-huh. Gravity
been
time.
They've been gravity been doing that for a long
Every
time.
Day.
They're bringing your balls down. Is that what you
yes.
said?
Gravity been pulling 42 years.
That's a John Mayer song.
So y'all don't wear anything to keep the gravity?
Yeah. No, I don't.
Y'all don't put anything to hold them up?
And at home, they be out.
You got to, y'all need bras for your balls.
Ball
bras.
Oh my God. If I could go on Shark Tank right now.
Ball bras?
They're watching. You know Mark Cuban's friend of the pod?
He is. I wonder if I could convince, like,
make a pitch, Kev.
I wonder if it's reversible, though.
No, if you have it to where, oh, but no, then your penis is in there. So you would have to, it would have to be like a cloth that had like straps with adhesive and they would just stick
to like a reverse jock strap.
Yeah. Yeah. And they would just stick to your cheeks.
They can't go that much. They are not that long that you can move them around.
No.
Your butt cheeks?
I don't got a lot of play.
How much ball sack you think people have?
So I'm saying, what else is the ball bra going to hold to?
Oh, the under part of the cheeks.
So you the, got the ball, landing strip. You got the sack.
Yeah.
And the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody said they're out.
The balls?
Yeah, Randy said we're late. They're already out.
They got bras?
Oh, my God. I like the name bras.
Yeah, I bet you they're not called bras.
But the strength, so how do you hold them up if you can't just hold them up with fat? Something has to hold the fat.
That's what I'm saying.
So I said, they got little strips that,
like Mike Tyson,
to your butt.
But that's just the adhesive to the butt. I thought you were trying to say put the balls back there. That's why I was like, the balls can't, not that long.
Just strips that are hold.
Like suspenders.
You get it. Maybe we'll call them those. Suspenders.
All right, moving on.
Okay.
So one of the Patreon people said, "Dear future wife, you must be stopped. These husbands are humiliating their wives on there. Why has this become a thing?" Let me tell you what. Letarris Whitfield does amazing work. He creates entertaining content. He asks the questions. The people tell the stories. If I were him, run it up. Apparently, he was getting killed on TikTok. I didn't know about this. But it's the same thing that happened with Black Love. Don't be mad at Tommy and Cody. Them is them people's relationship story. They're not writing the script. It's not like wrestling. Like, here's the marriage, lesson.
It's the same, though.
What? Yeah? What? You disagree?
I don't think it's the same.
As Black Love? Well, how do you think so is different?
Because a lot of times
they had similar. They weren't as bad, but they had some crazy stories.
A lot of times Tommy and Cody don't know the story until the story is being told.
Okay, fair, but they catch the flack regardless. I'm saying
they do catch the flack.
That's what I'm saying.
This is a different.
Do you think Letarris knows
the stories before? So I think that's why the couples are on there. You don't have a Derek Jackson's wife.
Oh, that for sure.
Yeah, I think like. Maybe not all the guests. Some of the guests are probably surprising him with some of the nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there are, in a lot of the occasions, the affairs, the mistreatment is already kind of known within at least the community that those people are in. Yeah. Like, these aren't secrets being revealed.
Yeah, for sure.
These are things that have already been revealed. It's just now they're on his platform where people who would not have known these people are now knowing.
So my thing is, why is he the bad guy?
I think what I would gather from what I'm hearing is if you are choosing a lot of these stories where the men have done wrong to these women, and in some cases does not really sound like they've rectified anything, and those are the stories that you are mainly promoting, or not mainly. I'm taking too broad a strokes, but I am also trying to get in the heads of the people who are saying this. If these are the ones that you're spotlighting, and this is a show that you're saying you're trying to find a way to be ready for your next wife, why are these the men that are being spotlighted?
Here's what I hear you. I understand the point. My thing is, I obviously know Letarris and follow the podcast and stuff. I think he highlights all kind of relationships The ones that go viral are the bad ones.
I can agree with that.
He got Jason Will. I'm just checking through.
I can agree with that.
He got all kinds of healthy relationships on it. So is it? Does it say something about him or us that the bad ones, quote unquote, go viral and the good ones don't? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's always been highlighting a lot of different things. Like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. So, and I think then the other part that becomes a little bit, I guess, so problematic is I think the way people try to hold our feet to the fire, if someone were to say something on this show or we were to cover something that we morally disagree with, they expect us to say it out of our mouth.
But I concede. I've watched a lot of his podcasts. He lets the people talk.
I know.
He lets the people talk. So I understand if you don't watch that, you maybe don't know that, but he's not a pushbacker.
Oh, I know.
I mean, how do you push back on somebody's story? It's their story.
No. What I'm saying is that's possibly also why people feel some type of way.
Oh, because he's not saying that's wrong. That's, you know, that's
well, like, why did you, why would you put her through this? That sounds terrible. And why are you, you know, a lot of times I think with the clips that go viral, we see him a kikiing, a laughing well, you know, at some very
I'm gonna tell you trauma, why I think I'm
traumatic
sympathetic.
Thing.
I think my blind spot in this scenario is I probably would be just like him. Now, comedically, I could be like, now why would you do that? You know, I might be able to do some things like that.
Yeah.
But I'm a nervous laugher, a kikier. So I could see myself being there, being similar to how he responds. I also can't see myself letting people talk because I just don't let people talk. I'm going to get my words in.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
I think, and again, I don't watch it enough to have a concrete like opinion.
Yeah.
I am going off of when I hear those words, I can come up with the logic I think people are using to have that feeling about his
For
show.
Sure.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I understand if you take issue with the couples. But I guess, you know, I don't know. I see it the same way I see it, like a lot of content. Oh, your nails are cool. They're gold.
Yes, I finally got them done.
We make popular what we make popular. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Like,
I think there's onus on both ends.
Fair.
I do think there's onus on both ends. Yes, people, audience members should not watch the things that they don't want to see.
Yeah.
But we do have to take some responsibility of what we put out into the world.
Yeah, I think, I know we got to do the ad. I think my thought on the most recent one, not all of them, the most recent one, it's a tricky situation when you believe God brought you through something. Mm. And that's how you see it and you believe that. Because it's, how do you tell someone God didn't bring them through that if that's what they believe? Now, we can go down the path of whether it was God, it was abuse, religious psychosis, all that type of stuff. But if you believe God, in this instance, we're talking about the one where she ironed the side chick, or ironed his clothes to see the side chick. It's a lot of, where do you push back on somebody where they think that they were graced by God to do something?
I think when it's your show, you can do whatever you want. You could be like, sis, I'm sorry that you feel that way, but that sounds like abuse, Stockholm syndrome. Then you can feel how you feel.
Yeah.
But you know, I when it's your platform, there are certain things that I know Kev on stage will not allow on his shows.
I have thoughts about that. But I'll
talk about that. Oh, I can't wait. Okay. Well, listen, we're going to talk about something more important than how somebody treats someone in marriage. We're going to talk about how you treat them in death. Okay?
There you go.
That is, if you want to treat your loved ones good, you need to get some Policy Genius. Okay?
Got to get the policy.
All right. You insure your car, your phone, your home, because if something bad happens, you want to be protected. But what about you? What about your income, your family's future? Policy Genius makes finding and buying life insurance simple, ensuring that your loved ones have the financial safety net they can use to cover debts and routine expenses. You can compare quotes from top insurers and find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to protect the people you love and feel good about your future. I've told y'all this many a time. I actually use Policy Genius to get my life insurance policy. I don't think it would have been possible for me to navigate that any other way. Not with my schedule, not with how I would get anxiety about trying to get life insurance. Policy Genius completely took all of that away, helped me get it done so I can protect my family. My husband used them and so did my mom. Compare quotes from America's top insurers side by side for free. Their licensed support team helps you get what you need fast so that you can get on with your life. They answer questions, handle paperwork, and advocate for you throughout the process. Life insurance is not a one-size-fits-all product, and Policy Genius doesn't treat it like one. They lay out all your options clearly. Coverage amounts, prices, terms, no guesswork, just clarity. Check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click on the link in the description to compare free life insurance quotes from top companies. See how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. Please go ahead and say what you're going to say, please.
It's on the topic, but a little aside, I was listening to a podcast and they were saying that basically how you present, like, as a comedian in the world, people see your comedy based on that. Drewski has a sketch where he, you know, he's like a cultural anthropologist to me. Mm-hmm. And he had a sketch where he was playing the man in the nail salon. And he like was in the nail salon speaking a language.
Gibberish. He wasn't speaking a language. He was speaking gibberish.
And from what I saw, there was no pushback on that type of video. And I was like, there's certain comedians who can get away with certain things and other comedians who cannot. If I or you or anybody in my circle of friends or creators made a video like that, there's no way it would be received the same way. But I think that's partly because that's how Drewski was. He's always been like. His sketches are, he's well into the character, you know, kind of like Borat to me. Not that Borat got away with this stuff. I think he did early on, but then he stopped. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
I think when you draw a line morally and it doesn't feel like your content is on the same line with where you draw a line is where people start to feel a certain way.
Okay, say more.
So with Drewski, I don't think he has a line when it comes to what he feels like is untouchable in topics or content.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this makes him a bad person at all. It's just he is not one that is skittish when it comes to that stuff. He's like, everybody can get it. When it comes to, this is the tricky thing. This is one of the reasons why I never wanted to present myself as a Christian content creator.
Me neither.
As soon as, I know you're serious, but it still made me laugh.
Oh, I know you're serious.
No, that you said, me neither. The same man who's doing a tour inside of churches. That's why I said it made me laugh.
Back pew tour, but it's a back pew.
So, Lateris,
mm-hmm.
This is in his opening. He puts a lot of things on. I am trying to do better because I know I did not do right as a husband or as a Christian.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when you put that as, this is my moral standing.
Got you.
And then it feels as though, and I'm saying it feels as though because I'm not about to sit here and fact check it, and I'm pretty sure it's not accurate. Okay? It feels as though there are too many people that you've let on your show that.
So I see what you're saying. It's like, okay, so if your goal is, I think the opening statement is like, I want to be a person who finds a wife. That's the goal. That's why it's called Dear Future Wifey.
Correct, correct, correct.
Then if the behavior doesn't line up with that motto, then either why are you having it, leading with it, clipping it, or not pushing back on it.
Correct.
Because it's incongruent with what you have said the idea of the show is.
Correct.
I got you. I think I'm thinking of it. I know exactly how I'm thinking of it. I'm thinking of it as a content creator. If I'm creating that podcast, if I were him, I would absolutely know that that clip is going to go
right
viral and would select it. However, I could see now clearly mm-hmm. that the how the motto or the
mission
the mission as you stated and the action or the behavior
are not lining up.
It's square paper.
It's why like I get what you're saying by you don't consider yourself quote unquote a Christian content creator, but you are a Black forward content creator. So if you all of a sudden had a bunch of content where you kept getting the input of white people on mm-hmm. camera, mm-hmm. we would eventually be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, for Black people anyway.
Yeah, because you have made that your mission yes. very loud and proud. So because he's made finding a wife very loud and proud and also being like, I made mistakes. We're like, well, you know how to make the mistakes. Why are you bringing on niggas who know how to make the mistakes too? Bring on the men that are not making the mistakes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that's where people are very much so like, okay. So I want to say I am trying to be in the head of people who have this opinion. I am not a consumer of his content. The only time I really consume it is when we're covering it
yeah.
on this show.
Yeah. All right. Love it. Good call. Good talk. Moving on. Asia Wilson shoe commercial.
Oh, it almost brought me to tears. It was so good. Oh, those are beautiful.
I got the A1s right here, blood. Right here. They're not really broken in yet. That's why...
I was about to say, what size are those?
These are 13 because they're actually 13 and a half.
Those don't sound, but what size shoes you wearing, man?
I wear 12.
Those are not big enough.
You're supposed to go two sizes up.
Yeah.
Too full?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, they're not too bad.
Okay.
They just, this is my first time wearing them. And I just took them off. But I seen her new, she got the pearl one of these. I had to get the first one.
Pearls are fire.
Are
the
they?
Pearls are yes. crazy.
Are they sold out?
They're not out yet.
Oh, and how my did you, God, oh, you already, you just ordered them.
You know, I got some ways to get some things.
Of course you do.
But she got some dark blue ones that are crazy and the pearl ones that are crazy. But I'm going to have to go for the pearls easy. The dark blue ones I could live without, but the pearls, actually I might get these right now. You said two sizes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got
want those for your birthday. You want me to order you some pearl Asia Wilson? Hold on. Let me see how much they cost. Cause I'll be like, nigga, I ain't getting you nothing.
I already got them.
Wait, that's fine. I'll get you the wand that makes fire.
That would be fun. Also, speaking about Asia Wilson, did you see the commercial?
I about cried when I saw it.
Did you know Malia Obama was a...
No, I don't know what those lovely Black girls do. I let them live their personal lives out of the public eye, looking gorgeous. They were at some boy's listening party looking fine as hell. I said, you turn back into children.
Man, I haven't seen... see, Sasha is the younger one, right?
Yes.
I haven't seen anything about her in a minute.
Sasha living her best life.
Yeah,
and
good for them.
Yeah,
like they went through a lot.
Listen,
but that commercial was really super dope. It was very Black.
Oh, it was so Black.
And I can't like I imagine like, you know, I don't have daughters, obviously, but like McKinley, seeing that. Like Asia Wilson can be her Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Like I remember when I was a kid, Michael Jordan seemed larger than life. He was like and a lot of that was obviously his play on the court, but Nike
yeah.
helped him seem larger than the world. And Asia is in her, man, I mean, she's in her prime to me. She's in, I think she won MVP back to back, if I'm not mistaken.
Three times. They say it in the commercial.
In a row or three times total?
I don't know, but they say one, two, three.
Yeah, three MVPs would suggest that she's in her prime.
I would think so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think it's, I'm really looking forward to the WNBA season. They just started the preseason this week or last week. Mm-hmm. Man, let me tell you what, the WNBA, They'll draft you in the first round and cut you in 3 weeks. Bree Hall just got cut from the Fever. I said, man, that would never happen in the NBA. I mean, you get in the first round. They will cut you fast. I mean, no, there's no G League. You're not playing with us anymore.
And no other team going to pick her up?
That I don't know. It didn't seem like it seemed like the consensus was she's going overseas. But that is because they don't have a lot of teams. It's hard, and getting drafted is not a guarantee that you will make the team. And even I was reading about this a while ago. I'm talking about lottery picks, top 5 draft picks, but a portion of them be out the league within 3 to 5 years.
That is terrible.
It's tough.
Oh, that's who also looked good. Angel Reese looked good at the Met Gala.
She's the best.
She is.
She is just, I can't wait for her.
She on the Fever.
No, she's on the Sky.
She on the Sky.
Mm-hmm.
She's on the Fever. No.
You got that jersey over there.
No. I know she on the Sky. That's not who I was thinking about.
You're thinking about.
You're talking about Sid.
Thank you, Sydney.
Sid is on the Fever.
Yeah, sorry.
And that's just.
I know, it makes you sad.
That's a great pickup.
I know.
Sid is a great locker room person. She's a hooper defense, but there's a certain je ne sais quoi about her that I think was key to some of the Aces' success. Like, there's a reason she's 30-something. There's a reason she's still making teams.
She's 30.
Sid? Yeah, she might be 35. She's 30. Yeah.
Wow.
And they got DeWanna Bonner. She's 35. They retained Kelsey Mitchell. I think they got Lexi Hall, if I'm not mistaken. Apparently they're trying to win. Yeah, they got that white woman.
Josh caught it on the first one.
Jonquel Jones was at that Met Gala too. She had her braids all the way to the top.
Oh, I don't think I saw her.
Yeah, I just saw this morning. All right. Before we go. The London show, especially that awkward moment. Oh,
yeah. What awkward moment?
Josh told me about it because I was like,
"What did I say?
What happened?"
The fact that the Londoners were in the Patreon chat talking about the awkward moment. Josh, turn the Joshy cam on.
What awkward moment?
Wingardium Leviosa, Joshy. Ah! the ring. They're putting a ring emoji in the awkward moment.
Yeah, that's what Josh said. He told me the story.
What?
Maybe at the altar in your white dress.
You know, let's save it for the bonus.
We ain't getting married. That's good.
That way you can tell it in full.
We ain't getting married.
All right, let's move on.
We could probably get the clip by then.
Yeah, put it in the bonus.
You gonna put the clip in?
There's only seven.
We'll see if they send us the show file, but I'll try and get it.
There's 7 shows left, so I want his joke to be fresh if you haven't seen it publicly.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, 7 shows left. Now, you know the Turkey Leg Hut man.
Yes.
The Turkey Leg Hut.
Let me tell you, he just a whole damn mess. He's a whole mess. I'm so glad we didn't get to go there for What's Good.
Man. Because they told us no.
I know. Thank God. Because we would have been inside a whole drug operation.
Mecca was right.
In an arsonist playground.
Man.
To blow up somebody's establishment. And then he was already selling the drug. Well, actually, the drugs make sense. But like, to blow up a place.
Oh, no, they tried to burn it down.
Yeah, but it blew up.
Oh, they did? It did blow up.
It blew up. There was shrapnel all over.
They got video
street.
Of the people pouring gas out the gas. The car thing is movie villain level stuff. That's what the Joker did when he burned the cash.
I just don't understand what you thought was going to happen. What you thought
was going to happen to him?
Yeah. What did he think? Like, what did he think was going to happen? We're going to burn down this place. And what? And then what?
Then they're not going to be in business no more, Angel.
Because he didn't own it. His business partner owned it.
The one they burned down?
Yeah, the one they blew
up.
Previous business partner, I thought.
There was, I didn't see who owned it, but it seemed like the Houston news segment I saw was like, apparently they were competing for customers.
Right.
And he was like, we're not competing anymore because you can't serve them. But then, like, people local to the area was also impacted by the explosion.
Right, it's just like, nigga, over some turkey legs? Like, Are we for real? Add chicken thighs then to your menu. Like, expand.
Oh my God.
Expand what you cook if you want more customers.
Turkey Leg Hut's closed now, right?
Yeah, because they caught on fire.
Did they catch on fire?
Yeah, Turkey Hut caught on fire too.
Is that why it's closed? If they closed, they went bankrupt.
I'm sure they did. And then, oh no, it caught on fire. Lord. Like, I don't, these people need to take a business class. Because I took a business class. I took business 101. And at no point in time did they say, and if everything else fails, set your competitor and yourself on fire.
It's just crazy. He was selling... This article says the Turkey Leg Hut owner sold marijuana at the restaurant in branded bags. These are the four articles when you search Turkey Leg Hut with nothing
weed
else.
Weed is what he was selling. I thought he was selling something harder. Weed? You gonna get yourself messed up over some weed?
Weed?
I thought he had
can't
some,
keep smoking the weed.
I thought he had something that
some
would get
cocaine?
You, something that'll get you stuck. Something that gets you tweak it.
Some weed.
No.
Is weed legal in Texas? I don't think so, is it?
No. I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
But weed, though, weed, I don't feel like the turnover, the ROI, doesn't feel like it's enough to risk it for weed.
No, not for weed. Depends on how much weed they were selling, really.
But that's, you got to sell so much to have a return on investment.
Yeah, that's true.
Where if he was doing pills or something... Mm-hmm. Then you can ka. You know what I'm saying? You can charge $20 a pill. As you all can tell, I've been really thinking about my empire.
How do you do the drugs? You got to make that sound when you sell the drugs.
Ka. But weed, oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Listen, I went to the Turkey Leg Hut one time. I didn't say this when it was open because I, you know what I'm saying, support black owned business. But I didn't have a great time at the hut.
Yeah, it wasn't
I thought I was in the minority because everybody seemed to love it. I actually went down there when Jay went on to be with him. Mm-hmm. One of them turkey legs, and I was like, it ain't even worth it.
Them turkey legs were already on to be with him. They were like, no.
Jay, you wouldn't even like this turkey leg.
Oh, no.
People here are saying it. They fell off. It was. I don't often expect great service. You can treat me bad. I go to Jamaican restaurants. They treat me any old kind of way. But once the oxtail, the rice and pea come out, all that's forgotten. So I'm not a service at that type of restaurant. You know, now if I sit down at a fine dining restaurant where service is part of the thing, I get it. But if I know it's a popping restaurant, they got a lot of people in lines out there, it's hot, I'm not expecting world-class service.
I am. Every time.
Are you?
Other than in Baltimore. In Baltimore, I feel like life is so hard. I get it. Just
you was
give
in
my
Baltimore
food.
Eating onions raw.
So good, too.
I can't.
Oh.
I don't know how you did that.
I want some more pickled onions. Oh, my God.
Just biting an onion like
it was
an apple.
And it was just like.
I don't know how you did that.
It was so delicious. But no, I expect you to be nice if I'm nice.
Well, not rude. But like, you can be dismissive. My Jamaican restaurants, they don't necessarily be nice all the time.
The one that I go to, they are very nice to me. First of all, they got my picture up on the wall. Second of all, they ask me about my children. Third of all, they ask me about my husband.
Wait, where? Is this in the Valley?
Yeah, sat down in Studio City beside the hair store. Okay. Yeah, they be like, Angel, how you been? How are your husband? How the kids? Yeah, I be like, and give me the curry chicken, please.
Curry chicken.
Ooh, that's what I'm about to get.
I totally forgot to talk about my vacation.
Right now. Y'all want to eat Jamaican food? Because I'm about to.
No, I got a haircut.
Oh, Josh got to be fine.
I didn't talk about this because they went into great detail about our vacation in London and Italy. But I finally had good food in London. Oh. It was not the pie and mash with parsley sauce, parsley liquor.
Sounds terrible.
That was. I want to take more of my friends there to eat there.
So we can be miserable.
So you can be like, oh, this is nasty. Like, that's one thing Liz got going for her is like,
she loved a good, bad experience.
She was so tired. I didn't take her with me. And I don't think she would have enjoyed that anyway. But after that, I had Turkish food. No, we had Jam Delish, which is Jamaican vegan food. The best restaurant we went to. Wolfgang Puck Steakhouse for my birthday was fantastic. I went to a Persian I'm sorry, a Turkish restaurant right near the BBC London. We were able to go on the BBC. Shout out to the Patreon. I got the vlog up. Josh, you got some good footage. Indian food called Dishoom's. It was way too hot and loud in there to get good video, but their food was amazing. Mm-hmm. I had Nigerian food for the first time in a restaurant.
How was it?
It was amazing. Suya, chicken suya or suya chicken. I don't know which where you put the suya in the beginning or the end. The only thing I didn't love was gizzards because gizzards are very gamey.
Yeah, to gizzards me. Have a very weird taste. You know what? There has not been an African country's food that I've really like. Think I've like enjoyed. Yeah, Ethiopian food. It's not that I've like been like yuck.
Yeah.
But like Ethiopian food I had, and I was just Ethiopian like food. I was like it's okay.
Yeah.
Nigerian food. I remember going to an African wedding when I was younger, and the food smelled so amazing, and it was terrible. And I don't remember what country in Africa the people were from. It was a wedding my mother was coordinating. But I want to try more nationalities, more cultural foods, because right now Jamaican has a strong... Oh my God.
Them Jamaicans, man, they know what they're doing. I'm sorry. I was thinking about Jamaican food this morning. Like,
yeah. I want to meet the man who chefed up the oxtail for the first time.
Oxtail, right? Who looked at that cow and said, "Your tail probably fire. Let me chop that up and season it up.
It just be so freaking. I would eat it all the time. It go Jamaican and then I'm right over to Mexican.
Come on,
I'm like, give it to me. Give top me the taco.
I'm okay with being two in that.
Top
in that
two.
Oh my God, today don't let me see a truck on the side of the road just selling tacos. Oh nigga, God. I'm risking it all.
That's the best thing about LA to me.
Is the street tacos.
Street tacos where the people build up the little restaurant out.
Little outside string lights, the, man. You see the string lights glowing outside in the distance.
Yes,
that's the North Star.
Unfortunately, good.
Chinese food has fallen. It keeps falling. I think it's all the sodium. It give me headaches.
Really?
It give me headaches now. And then the rice make me fat. And it's everything's rice.
Once Panda Express changed the orange chicken recipe, I was out, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now we just had that the other day. Some Panda Express. Yeah. Yeah, but that ain't real Asian food. I don't know who cooking it back there.
They got the panda back there.
Yeah, the panda and the walkaway.
I used to tear those panda bowls up for $5. Oh my God.
My kids, that's what they be getting. But I want to try some more food. But that London does not sound like a place that I really want to.
If you steer clear of the British food, you'll be okay.
You got to go to the other ethnic groups that are there. You got to go to
anybody else, Angel. Literally everybody else but the British people. I like the full English breakfast, but I realize a lot of people don't like beans. I actually love beans.
I like beans too, but I don't understand why I'm having it when I first wake up. That feels very aggressive.
I don't have to. Any time of the day be good for me.
Oh, I gotta start off with just a little bit, like unless I've been drunk. Because
after, if I go to a cookout and like Melissa makes really good baked beans.
Uh huh.
If I wake up in the morning and we got beans left over, and we got some bratwurst or hot dog or burger, I eat it in the morning.
See, I want my eggs first.
I eat eggs too.
But then I get to the beans. But nah. Start off with beans on bread also.
Well, I don't eat it. I don't think they eat it on bread. I think that was a joke.
No. I've seen some white people online make the bread and be very serious.
Oh, I never eat it on bread.
It's not a joke.
I eat toast and beans, but I don't eat beans on toast.
Now, I used to like to cut up my hot dogs and put it inside my baked beans.
Oh, that's perfect.
Because that Beanie is a delicacy.
We did that with eggs and tortillas.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds like it's on its way to being
You chop up the tortillas or tear them up. Depends how much time you got. Uh-huh. Put a little oil in there. Let it get hot. Let it sear up. Especially let it sear up pretty good. You get a little crunch out of it.
Yeah.
Too. Then you drop in the hot dogs. Let it brown on each side. Not too long.
Oh, with hot dogs. I thought you were saying with eggs. I was about to say like
then you put the eggs in after. In
there. Oh, you have eggs with the hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have not done that.
And tortillas for the crunch.
And tortillas.
For the crunch. All right, God bless y'all. Bonus, we'll
Thursday, innit?
We'll figure. Is it Thursday?
You said Thursday, but we don't know.
Thursday can
work. Or Friday virtual. Or very, very early.
We can't do Thursday.
Let me look. I just got the email from you. All right, we'll see y'all later. Bye.
Swag wine. Here's another bang of fire. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you.
smile. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.